This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Coming up on the end of November, Thanksgiving is Thursday. Well, time flies. Time to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been a little bit chilly, Steve. How about you?
Well, it is that time of year. We're really spoiled this fall. We didn't have any cold stuff. It was very dry. Been getting a little bit more rain and certainly the cold on the way. What are you seeing in the outdoors?
Well, the duck season, you know, for the most part, closes tomorrow, and it's been a woeful season, so I'm kind of glad it's over. I spent the day putting the decoys away, the duck boat, getting all that stuff done and breaking out the ice fishing gear. You know, I looked at next week in the North Country, it's going to be, the highs are going to be like 4 or 5 degrees next week. So it looks like a guy can get on the ice here in maybe 10 days. So breaking out the portables and all of XORs and everything, getting ready, and that's next on the agenda, and people are, you know, definitely pumped up about it. And the deer season is, you know, certainly winding down, and they're going to have the muzzleloader season starting on the 30th, I think, or the 28th. So that's the next thing coming up. But we'll see. Been in a bow stand this week quite a few times. I think the deer is still a little bit traumatized from the gun season. They're, you know, laying low and nothing much is happening, but, you know, give them another week or so and they'll kind of come around and, you know, start feeding, especially when we get these colder temperatures. That's going to get them on their feet quite a bit more. They're going to be a little bit more active, so you don't want to put the bow, you know, away quite yet.
Let's get back to the duck season. Is it the worst you can remember with the combo platter of weather? And then beyond that, we know in recent years, certainly the numbers have been way down as well.
You know, Steve, I have never worked so hard in a season that I have this year and produced so little. It was just very, very difficult. And, you know, there's many reasons. It could be the weather, you know, has not driven those ducks south. It's been 60, 70, 80 degrees in the fall. No reason for them to move. I think the early teal season and the early youth season was very detrimental. You know, when you shoot at those ducks in early September, they're going to leave. And then by the time we get to the opener 3 weeks later, they're educated or they're gone. And I think that's had an impact as well. But, you know, I know there's was some, you know, shooting in North Dakota, South Dakota. Most of my buddies out there struggled, which you never hear that. I mean, that is duck nirvana. And they had a tough time out there, too. So I think, you know, the migration just was so late. And, you know, my season up here ended on Tuesday. And now a lot of golden eyes and buffleheads and a lot of those really late season ducks are coming down now. And so it's just, you know, a timing thing. And it just, you know, they're going to come down through Thanksgiving and probably the beginning of December. And, you know, we missed out. So unfortunately, that's the way it is. I kind of wish they would start the season a little bit later and then extend it, you know, later into November, just because we've had this trend of really warm falls, which we've had for maybe the last 10 years. And I think that has, you know, had a major effect on the migration.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, as you pointed out, cold weather moving in and, you know, we get, and it's really about, you know, staying below freezing during the day, but those, you know, cold, calm nights, ice can form pretty quickly. So, and we know how it goes. The early bite is great, and people are going to be chomping at the bit. So maybe this ice fishing season is going to be right on schedule, and it could be a good one.
You know, I hope so, Steve. You know, the retailers that sell a lot of ice fishing stuff had a really tough time last year because there was no ice.
Sure.
and they suffered a lot, and I know they're really having trouble. So we really need a rebound of, you know, a normal year so they can, you know, get a lot of their sales done and people can get out and do what they want to do. So right now it looks fine, and, you know, if we can get a good ice base right away and keep the snow away for a while, you know, that'll get more participation, get people out there, products will sell, and things will come around. But, you know, you just don't know sometimes, and it looks like there's really no snow in the forecast at all of any significance, which we really don't want. So if we can get a good base, 8 or 10 inches of ice before we get any snow, that's going to really be an improvement. So right now things look pretty good. The ice show is coming up in December in St. Paul. That's a really big deal. Shields is doing a lot of stuff right now, so everybody's kind of ramping up, and looks good right now. I mean, you know, you never know with this Minnesota weather what's going to happen, but right now everything looks, you know, pretty good. A little sad the open water, you know, fishing season is over. I ended it last Friday. The fishing was so good in the last couple of weeks. I mean, the walleyes were just going crazy. It was beautiful. It was just wonderful. November is really probably the best month of the year for walleye fishing. People don't really realize that. They put their boats away, put the docks in, they go home, whatever, but you're missing out on November. It's such a great walleye month, and I'm sorry it's over, but, you know, we move on to the next thing, ice fishing.
Yeah, and great holiday coming up on Thursday, Thanksgiving. What have you got in the lead up to Thanksgiving and then right after? I would assume you're going to take a break Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to probably cook the turkey that I shot a couple weeks ago, try that. I'm going to brine it for about 24 hours, which I've never done before, and see if I can tenderize it a little bit. But it looks like I'm going to be in the bow stand through December, Steve. It's been kind of a tough go, and I'm going to just keep at it. Ice fishing, again, I think is going to be maybe 10 days, no more than 2 weeks in the North Country when people will be able to get out. And they're already talking about Red Lake is almost, you know, frozen over right now, and that's a big destination.
Wow.
Lake of the Woods, you know, all those very far north areas are going to open up a lot earlier, and then we'll get, you know, everybody heading north, and that's good. So we'll see what happens, and it looks like that walleye change, that limit change is going to happen from 6 to 4. It's either going to be next year or 2026, but that is on the docket, and that's going to happen. So everybody has to kind of prepare themselves. It's going to be a really big change.
All right, Steve, by the way, have a very good Thanksgiving. We'll do it again in 1 week.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend. See ya.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. And Steve Kearney Outdoors, oh, by the way, our Outdoors coverage comes your way on Sunday afternoon. Rob Drury's Sign Outdoor News has an hour-long show between 5 and 6. Great guests, a lot of great info. Rob Outdoor News, Sunday between 5 and 6. We'll take a break, get you up to date on what's going on at Prep Bowl. It's a week early. I know people are saying, whoa, Prep Bowl? And it happens around Thanksgiving. Not this year. It is a week early. Prep Bowl started Friday and ends today. A final game of the day, the 5A championship. Elk River and Alexandria underway at U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll get an update from our good buddy John Millay, media specialist with the Minnesota State High School League, in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.